Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Make holiday gatherings more delicious at Whole Foods Market. Whether you're the host or the guest who aims to impress, save now on baking essentials from 365 by Whole Foods Market. Need some extra help? Pick up crowd-pleasing flatbreads that are ready to heat, or build a lovely charcuterie board with sales on specialty cheeses and meats. Holiday wines and beers are also on sale, starting at $7.99. Host the perfect holiday party with Whole Foods Market. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly.
A Big Spark Studios original.
It's fucking deranged. I have like no talents, but like I have the ability to do that voice so well.
You want to know why you smile a lot? Because it's worth it.
I went back and rewatched that, and it was just so not the same.
They're making a movie.
What? A Marcel the Shell movie?
I think so.
Marcel the Shell goes on the big screen.
Oh, that would have hit so hard in like 2012. Yeah. Oh my God, that would have hit so hard. Oh, we're going? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that is apparently Marcel the Shell fan club. If you are new, make sure you subscribe to Unhinged wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you want to watch the episodes, you can go to youtube.com/Chris and they will be posted there at the same day as well. And make sure you rate and review. We've been on the charts, guys. I've been notified and I've honestly stopped looking. It's been pretty sad. But we're back, bitch. I have no idea why. If you're not watching, Booger is with me, my dog. And she just had a leak out of her butthole, which I can't get into, mostly because I'm still smelling it. But we had the vet before this. And now, how many times have I said that sentence? I was at the vet before recording this. I feel like every other episode, I'm literally like, so I was just came from the vet, but I just came from the vet. She was getting her vaccine. It's so funny. Even a dog will get vaccines instead of some grown adults. Anyways, we're not going to go there today. It is the week after Thanksgiving. Is that where we are? Oh, it's December 3rd. Oh, it's December. Ooh. Thanksgiving was last week. So I went home from Monday to Monday, the 22nd to the 29th of November. And I swear to God, it was the longest week of my life. I landed in Philadelphia because Delaware doesn't have an airport. Unless it's the Navy base, which I do not qualify for that. But I landed in Philly at midnight. And then I swear to God, I fucking hate the Philadelphia airport. I land, they tell us your baggage is here. And then they're like, actually, your baggage is two terminals down. So then we walk there. It's fucking 20 degrees out because it's midnight in Philadelphia and the end of November. And then we get there and they're like, no, actually, your bags are where they originally were. So I walked all the way back. Yeah, it was really great. And then I went to bed at 3 in the morning that night and then had to be up for a talk at my high school at 11:30. They were doing like an alumni ask me anything. So I was like, I would rather come in person than do another fucking unnecessary Zoom that I don't want to be on. So I literally extended my trip because I was like, well, I guess that's more time at home. That's perfect. So I woke up at 10:21 and had to be at my high school less than an hour. It was fun. I saw all of my favorite teachers. All of my favorite teachers still work there. Everyone else, I don't know. And honestly, I prefer it that way. My high school got a facelift that nobody in Beverly Hills could get. I swear to fucking God, I went through and I was like, wait, I would maybe send my kids here. It was really wild being back in high school. I saw my like old locker. I vlogged the whole week. So you guys can see that. But, and then what else? Oh, it was Thanksgiving. My brother and his girlfriend hosted Thanksgiving for the first time in their house. And it was like chaotic just because it was her family and like our family plus my cousins and my grandma and all of that. And so it was a very full, loud house. We went up the day before to like pre-cut and prep some of the food. We didn't fucking do anything except drink and play games. Thursday was Thanksgiving, which, oh wow, just so loud, so many people. The food was so good though. I wanted to make the stuffing cupcakes that I did, but I didn't because I was like, I don't have 4 hours. And then the next day, oh my God, apparently I got everyone stoned at Thanksgiving. I woke up and everyone's like, you got so-and-so hot. I asked legal adults all about the drinking age if they wanted a hit. They are adults, once again, who can take the responsibility for their actions. Thank you. I don't know why I always get pinned with that. I'm like, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. If you don't pass the joint, people are like, oh, you're hogging it. And then if you do pass it, you wake up the next morning. People are like, how dare you let me get 12 hours of sleep? The fuck? Ugh. Bitch, sit down. So I went through that. And then, oh my God, I got together with our neighbors, which was really fun. And then, so Saturday. So Thursday was Thanksgiving. Friday was like an off day. Saturday, my brother proposed to his girlfriend. And I know, God, shut up. he proposed. And of course, I was the photographer for this event. So I had to bring a camera home. I mean, that was a whole debacle in itself, which no one fucking cares about. But I almost didn't have a lens. And then, so everybody in the state of Delaware, on the East Coast even, knew about this engagement, except for my brother's girlfriend. And so we were like, at Thanksgiving, we were like, no one say a fucking word. And then, of course, her mom is like, when are you guys getting married? And we're all like, yeah, shut the fuck up. they did it at a Christmas tree farm that we always went to as a kid until we got like a fake tree a few years ago. But yeah, I was so, oh my God, the whole thing was, I mean, it was so, first of all, fucking cold and so windy. And so my brother and I were like coordinating a bunch of shit, but obviously they live together, so it's pretty hard to do that when they're in the same fucking house. And so my brother's like, it's probably going to be a little bit later. She hasn't woken up yet, like blah, blah, blah. So we're coordinating. We get to the Christmas tree farm at like, before they even left their house, and they live an hour and 5 minutes away from it. So we're sitting in the car. I've never gotten through so many levels of Candy Crush in my entire life in such a short amount of time. It was like honestly power bitch moves. So we're just sitting in the car, and then I'm like, okay, we should like get out and get like the lay of the land. I gave my vlog camera to my little brother. I was like, listen, you're going to be like the TMZ man. I'm going to be, I guess, the other TMZ man. So I'm running around with a 300 millimeter long lens. And my little brother has my vlog camera. We are waiting. So the way this works is, like, this tree farm, there's, like, a whole front part. I don't know how to describe this. There's, like, the parking lot, and then they've got, like, the main building where they've got some, like, ornaments and other shit inside, like, food and whatnot. And then there's, like, pre-cut down trees. And then there's, a tractor, like, with a hayride but no hay. I guess they got rid of that. Maybe they'd never had it, and it was just, like, a weird thing I remembered as a kid. But then you have to get on this thing, and then you go to the back if you want to cut your own tree down. There's, like, the fields of trees. So, of course, we weren't going to the pre-chopped trees. We had to get on the fucking A-ride. So we didn't really – there's, like, not a schedule to it. It just, like, does the loop. Like, it picks up – it, like, takes people to the back where they can cut down their tree, and then it picks up the people who cut down their tree and brings them and their tree back up for the front. So it's, like, a full fucking circle. There's only one tractor. So I was like, okay, they're 20 minutes away. We should – get out of the car and fucking start moving. We are standing outside for like 45 minutes waiting for the next tractor to come. And we're like, hi, where's the tractor? And then like at this point, my brother is like 15 minutes away when the tractor comes. And so my little brother and I get on. It was actually really cute. I was so pissed off at my little brother like the whole morning because he's like, can we do all you can eat sushi? Like, can we? And I'm like, this isn't about us today. Shut up. But we ended up having like the greatest time. We were like just laughing. There's nothing that brings two people together. Like one, someone you hate, or two, being in the fucking freezing cold in the middle of a tree farm trying to look like you're looking for a Christmas tree and not TMZing someone. I swear to God, we were bonded like this. I feel like for life now. Is he my brother? Yes. So we're already bonded for life. So we're literally, we're in the shortest. So the way it is like the road we went behind. So when like the hayride comes in, it takes a turn and then it stops. So we were setting ourselves up to be behind the hayride when it stopped. So the field that's behind it is just like, I swear to God, like it's like the Hall of Fame of Charlie Brown trees. It is like trees that nobody, like they're still fucking growing. So my little brother and I are like ultimate BSers. We're just fucking walking around just like, do we want this? What one does mom want, you think? And then people would leave and we're like, oh my God, I have to take a fucking piss. And then I was like, Dave, just pee. And he's like, I'm not trying to be a sexual predator. And I was like, oh my God, get over yourself. I mean, not, that's like a good thing to say, but like, I was like, you're in the middle. No one's here. You can pee, you know? Like God gave you the gift of being able to pee wherever, use it. So I see my brother's location. He's not telling me anything. I was like, tell me when you're on the thing like this. He like set it up. So I guess you can do this where it's like if you arrive somewhere, it notifies people. So it notified me that he was in the parking lot. And I was like, oh, shit. Like I was like, it's like literally game time. And like this is a huge thing. Like when I was in college for photography, I never wanted to be a wedding photographer for the sole reason that it's way too much pressure. If you miss that one moment, you've ruined these people's like lives, I feel. So I was like already pretty anxious about this. And knowing what I know now, we had not a goddamn thing planned. I mean, looking back on it, I was like, we didn't plan for this. Oh, and we didn't plan for this. And we did not plan for this. So we watched them getting on. We watched the hayride pull in. And we're behind. I mean, I would kill. I would murder for any kind of footage of us running through this whole fucking thing. So my little brother and I are hiding behind the two tallest trees we can find. I'm in a full, like, knitted ski mask. Because I was like, this looks like a lumberjack vibe. But at the same time, I'm wearing wax denim Balenciaga jeans. So, like, no, I'm not, Chris. I don't know what you think you're fucking doing. Like, the top half, total lumberjack. The bottom half, it's not Paris Fashion Week, Chris. Like, I was wearing, like, literal Rick Owen shoes and Balenciaga pants. And then I'm wearing, like, a busted ski jacket and a ski mask.
Yeah, you're trying to blend in.
Yeah, I was, like, literally. Because they have guys there who, like, help, like, shake the trees and, like, net them up and shit. And so I was, like, channeling that, but then I got there, and then I realized that they all have red hoodies, so that didn't...
And true religion jeans.
I mean, and, like, Timberlands, yeah.
So you were trying to be in disguise.
Yeah, I was. Okay. Well, not in disguise, but, like, not, hi, it's Chris, you know? And so we see them get off, and I was like, okay, Mike, first of all, he's, like, in the car, like, just got here, and I was like, hey, if your girlfriend asks, like... I'm asking what you're doing tonight if you want to do dinner. I'm going to give you yes or no questions and you're going to answer. I was like, so the hayride takes a turn and then it stops. You're going to walk in the direction that the hayride would have gone if it had continued driving. All right. And he goes, yes. And I was like, we will be coming behind you. And like that. And I was like, okay. And he goes, yes. So the thing pulls up and I see them getting off. I'm taking pictures and like, honestly, it looks like a scene right out of The Bachelor. I was like, ooh. And that's when like the adrenaline really fucking kicked in and there weren't a ton of tall trees. So for a while, we were like the tallest thing in plain sight. Oh my God. I mean, this was fucking, I wish so badly someone was recording my little brother and I, like a little drone was following us. So we are like, okay, they just got off. Their backs are to us. Let's go, go, go. I mean, it was like straight up a fucking mission. So we're sprinting through. Again, my camera looks like it could be a certified gun. Like it is just fucking huge. My little brother's running just but like with the video camera up in his hand, but he's not filming. He's just like holding it like he is. And I'm like, you can put the camera down. Just run. So we're running. We are like literally 15 feet behind them. And I'm like, okay, we're too close. And then she looks back, and I was like, ooh, heads down. And of course, my little brother's like trying to act normal, but he keeps his hand up with the camera. I'm like, put the fucking camera down. So they don't see us. And so we're literally stalking these people that are now my brother and sister-in-law, soon to be. And we're stalking them through this thing. And my brother, I swear to God, is walking for 10 miles. I'm like, find a fucking tree. And then there would be times where I totally lost him behind other trees. And then there was one point where his girlfriend was on one side of the tree. And we were hiding behind the other side of the tree. Awesome. I forgot I grabbed one of those saws that you use just in case to look like I'm like getting a tree. Not like, why is there someone with no saw or anything and just cameras? So I'm like, so I'd be like, I don't know why I called my little brother Bruce instead of Dave. I was like, Bruce, look over here. Do we think this tray is good? And like, just literally trying to be like, Dave, stop. You're going too fucking close. Oh my God, it was a nightmare. So then eventually we get to the point. My brother texts me and goes, bro, I've seen you like 10 times. You have to lay back. And I'm like, bro, you're too far. Like, we didn't have I realized that we didn't pick a place to do it. Like, we should have fully fucking run through this whole goddamn thing. But of course we didn't. So we're like following them for, I swear to God, maybe like 20, 25 minutes through a fucking tree farm. What the fuck? There's like kids like smiling with their future Christmas trees. And then Dave and I are like fucking barrel rolling. And who's that spy?
James Bond.
I don't know why I was thinking Tyler Stevens. I was like, that's definitely not it. But so eventually I see this opening and I'm like, I get a vibe. This is where it's going to happen. Like, it's a huge cutout. I think my brother knows that I'm here. And then all of a sudden I see him go down on one knee and I was like, this is my moment. And I was like, I blacked out and I didn't even know what my little brother was filming. I was like, I taught him how to fucking use the camera. Still haven't looked at the footage. I've got to edit that today.
Was he still holding it like this?
I mean, oh my God, that was another thing. I was like, Dave. I was like, Dave, she can see us. Go. And he's like, he like tries to disguise himself, but he's still filming. Like, he's not filming, but it looks like I'm like, that is not subtle. I'd be like, oh, let's pretend we're chopping down the street. And then he'd go down with I'm like, what are you doing? Anyways, we got the pictures and it was great. But then there was an engagement party right after with the same people we just saw on Thanksgiving plus more. And so it was just like a lot of meeting new people and a lot of like talking, which I know sounds like stupid, but haven't done a whole lot of that with big groups of people. So it was like, I ended up getting home back to LA and feeling just, I mean, up until yesterday, really, I was so fucking tired. Like, for the 4 days following getting back, I was just wiped. But oh my God, the whole time I was gone, I kept getting pictures from the person watching Booger. And I don't think I said anything to this person besides, oh my God, in all caps. Like, she would just send clips and I'd be like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm fucking screaming. Like, that's like, those two sentences were the only things I was saying. And yeah, I feel like that's everything that's happened. Is it? Oh no, on Tuesday, the day after I got back, Jake and I, my manager, had a meeting and I was such a bitch. So I'd like to publicly apologize to you, Jake. Are you going to talk or?
Love is mutual, Chris.
He's like, so is the fucking hatred. Yeah, that's the week. That's been the update. I feel like that was the episode. Bye, guys. No, before we get actually into the episode, I know it's hard to believe it hasn't really even started. I want to do the charitable shout out, which one of you guys sent in. And it's an organization called Love Ma, the Susan Eileen Scott Foundation. And they aim to encourage and empower single mothers and their children who find themselves in distress by providing spiritual inspiration, course correction, mentorship, and resources for independence. And as someone who watched my mom be pretty much a virtual... Oh, speaking of, my brother's calling me. Should I answer this live?
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. I will. Yo, you are on the podcast. I did just tell the story of Mike, Dave, and I, James bonding through the tree field.
Okay, well, I'll call you back.
I figured. All right, love you. Bye. Yeah, no, like, my siblings are not, like, I am the black sheep of the family.
She said yes, right?
It was a he.
Oh, he said yes.
Oh, the girlfriend. Yes. Oh, my God. No. I thought you meant my brother said yes to being on the podcast. I was like, I don't know. I didn't ask. Yes. The girlfriend obviously fucking said yes.
He's like, I don't want
to
talk about
no,
it.
No, she was the one thinking she'd be like 65 and getting proposed to. I was like, oh my God.
But did she not, did she really not see you guys?
No, I was like, did you? And she was like, no. And then I kept asking her and she was like, no, I truly did not see you. And I honestly understand that the reason that my brother saw us is because he was looking for us because he knew we were like nearby. But no, I swear to God, I'm 98% sure I've made eye contact with her like twice on the hunt. Yes, she said yes. Aww. They're getting married. I have two new siblings. Gonna be so fun. Anyways, the charitable shout out, the link will be in the description for Love Ma. I just think this is a great thing that, I don't know, I having watched my mom be, I mean, we technically had a dad, but he was, might as well not. So watching my mom kind of carry the whole family was something that I don't think I realized until I was like older and understood the burdens of life. So I just loved this. It really hit a chord with me. Is that
sure?
Yeah, well, struck a chord. Thank you. Once again, why do I have a fucking podcast? Anyways, so go to lovemafoundation.org. The link, once again, will be in the description of this episode. And now it's time for the hop. Oh, there's also a link down below to submit your own. If you have a GoFundMe for someone you know or something in your community, again, it doesn't even have to be a worldwide organization, a countrywide. It could be something so local to one person, especially with the holiday season coming up. I would love to see some of your guys' submissions and maybe we'll even use them. But now it's time for the Hot Box, which if you don't know is the part of the show where we go through some voicemails of our listeners calling in to 310-844-6459. And I went on the Instagram today, Chris Clemens or Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Guys, we have a TikTok, Unhinged Clips. It is my favorite thing. It is like my favorite fucking thing. We post just, I mean, I don't know. It's just straight up instant gratification, I think, for me. Oh, love TikTok. Anyways, you guys can call in. We asked this week just for opinions. Give me some questions. I don't know. We're going to find out. So let's get into it.
Hey, Chris. Now that Christmas time or the holiday season is coming up, if I may say, I just wanted to ask.
Oh, we got an accent.
The worst, most embarrassing gift you have received?
Most embarrassing.
What's the best gift you've received? Anyway, Chris, I love you.
Ooh, thank you.
Love you from Australia. Anyway.
My Australian sister, I thought you were from down under. The best gift I've ever gotten. Ooh, see, I'm really, like, I am notoriously publicly terrible at superlatives. I cannot pick shit like this to save my life. I'll just, like, say something out of, like, off of the top of my head. It probably wasn't the greatest, but at the time I thought it was. I was like, hell must be freezing over. When I was younger, we got, like, the OG Xbox. And I know that doesn't sound that exciting, but we were never allowed to play, like, the only gaming system we had was like the Game Boy, and it was to play like Pokemon. Not that my parents were like strict, well, no, they were kind of strict, but like they just were like, you're not gonna play shooting games, you're not gonna do that shit. And then so we just never thought we were gonna get an Xbox, and that was like that pure Christmas morning bliss of like, one, how the fuck, two, what the fuck, three, what? Like, it was just, like, it was, I just remember that being, like, holy fucking shit, we have an Xbox. Are we, like, the royal family? I just could not believe it. So I'll go with that as the best, even though, people are going to be like, you know, what about the gift I gave you? Ugh, whatever. And then the worst or most embarrassing gift? I mean, I can't think of one. The most embarrassing.
Or maybe like disappointing.
Disappointing gift. The most disappointing gift was the gift of my father. I'll stick with that one. That was like probably the most disappointing. Although it wasn't that disappointing. He made it clear pretty much from the start. Anyways, so yeah, those are next question, next caller, whatever we're doing.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
So I have fucking strep throat right now. I feel like garbage.
I'm so sorry.
And I was just wondering, what do you do whenever you feel sick? Because I can't even smoke right now because my voice, or like my throat is so shitty.
Yeah.
I can't do anything except for lay in bed and just be miserable. So what do you do in these situations? Do you also just sit here and suffer and what? Because that's about where I'm at right now. Love the podcast. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Just to be clear, you cannot be sick and still suffer in silence. So at least you have a reason for your suffering. When I'm sick, this is tough because I really haven't been sick in so long besides like the big one. But let's see. I love like a hot shower morning and night. I know it's like kind of, people are like, you should take one shower a day. And then if you're like Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, you're like, you should never take a shower. But I try and take a hot shower in the morning and the night just to like sweat out some shit. I love a hot bath. I take a lot of supplements and vitamins because like when you're sick, your body is usually lacking that stuff. So I have like these vitamin C packets that have like, they're the grossest, most foul. Good morning. I just realized that she's like fully sitting. Oh my God. Did I already? Yeah, we're not going to go there actually. Yeah, I have like vitamin C, oil of oregano pills or supplements are great. Echinacea golden seal is great for your immune system. I'm trying to think. Sleeping and just staying in bed. I like wearing sweatpants when I go to sleep, like a full sweatsuit. So you really sweat it all out at night. And also your sheets don't get totally fucking ruined. Oh my God, that's the worst part about being sick is the sweating. Ugh, I hate sweating. So yeah, I would just like, oh, the smoking thing. Yeah, that's brutal. But it's honestly kind of like a nice implemented smoking break. But also edibles. Just saying.
And you have those CBD bath bombs.
Oh my God. CBD bath bombs. I found these. I don't know. Oh, Cannabombs with a Z. Of course it is. They have 800 milligrams of CBD and you put them in your bath and you just fucking soak like a potato on Thanksgiving morning. It is gorgina. And you get out and you just feel like you were birthed. It is incredible. So just honestly, I would say just lean into the fact that you don't have real responsibilities for the next few days. Like catch up on some shows, start a new show, catch up on some sleep. Just try not to like throw yourself a pity party because then it's like you're sick and throwing a pity party and it sucks. So yeah, did I just give real advice? Kinda.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Episode 20, whatever the fuck. Oh, let's do the next one.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Chris.
What?
Hey. So, me and my sister, we really wanted to do one of those DNA test things just to see, like, where we're from and everything.
We're sisters.
But my grandma and my mom were like, no, don't waste your money on that. That's so dumb.
Oh, this isn't going to be good.
But we really wanted to do it.
This isn't going
to be good. So, we bought the stuff, and right when we were about to do it, my mom was like, I have to tell you guys something. And so she pulled us over and she tells us that our dad is not actually our biological dad. We come from a sperm donor because he couldn't have kids. So we did the DNA test. We're like freaking out because, you know, we just found this out. Our dad isn't our dad. We do the DNA test and it gets even crazier. We have 70 something siblings. And there's a Facebook group for all of us. So I have a bunch of half siblings all around the world. And now they're all friends in this Facebook group. And they call each other brother and sister. And they, like, are all best friends. So I don't really know how to feel. What should I do? Thanks. Love you. Bye.
Hey, girl. I don't really know how to feel right now either. Oh, wow. That, I mean, I feel like we should delete that. Lifetime could fully make a movie out of this. Holy fuck. Hallmark Channel is ready. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know how I would feel either. Like, I totally understand when you can't have kids, you find all viable options. I am by no means shaming that. Okay, in college, I don't think I've ever said this out loud. In college, I thought about, like, what is it, donating?
Yeah.
It sounds so not fitting the blank. I thought about, you make so much fucking money. And I was like, to jerk off? Bring it. Bet. So I was going to, and then I was like, wait, I literally don't want kids all over the world that I don't know of that, like, could have my gene. Like, that is just too much. So, oh my God, I can't even fucking imagine the fact that there's, wait, how did you find out about the Facebook group?
I think, oh, well, I don't know, maybe after she got the DNA results, and because you can sometimes contact
other people
who have tested. I've never done it, but yeah, I feel
I did a DNA test, and it just basically told me that, like, you're whiter than snow, and you can't have gluten. Like, that is, like, all I learned. Like, that is truly, like, all I fucking got out of it was, like, stay away from pizza. You are, like, you invented Caucasian.
No, there are some where it will connect you to, like, an existing family tree if they're already in the system or something. Like,
whoa.
Or at least people's names.
Oh, my God. I truly can't imagine having 70 siblings. Oh, my God. I, like, want to watch a movie about this.
Should we maybe call
it? I would love. Oh, my God. I know. I want to do. I'm, like, putting on my Barbara Walters blazer, and I'm, like, ready to, like, go and do, like, a 2020 special. Like, a Dateline special.
We could call her.
Is 2020?
Yeah.
That's a series? I realized that the year, like, pretty much ruined that reference. Being like, oh, 2020. And people are like, what does that have to do with the year? And I'm like, the show. Anyways, what am I talking about?
So what should she do?
I see a therapist? I don't know. Not call me. I mean, no, I appreciate, I loved, like, that story. But I, girl, I'm shocked. Honey, I was shocked. What is that soundbite? Anyways. Something NeNe leaks, I think. Wow, that is crazy. Yeah. I just, wow. I literally want to interview them, all of them, all 70 plus. Put me in the Facebook. I'll bring back my Facebook just to join the group. The stand feels like it's about to fall over. Anyway, let's do the next caller. Wow, I can't get over.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
This is Kimberly from the Valley, from Cali, the Valley of the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, come on.
I have a question. So as a current college student away from home, currently residing in the North, struggling with imposter syndrome, what do you recommend? I am in my third year, and I still feel the feelings of being incapable, so... Yeah, what advice do you recommend? And I hope you're doing well. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. So is it, like, how do you deal with imposter syndrome? Once again, I have no fucking clue. I'm in the deep end, no arms and legs, just flailing. I was just, I think, talking about this yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, about, like, oh, my God. Wait, where did I think was the source of mine? I, like, was in the car with Andrew or Katya, and I was talking about, oh my God, that must be why I have such imposter syndrome, and now I don't remember why, because I have the memory of a goldfish. I would just say try, and I always say this with my therapist, look at the facts of, like, this is true, this is physically true, this is physically true. Like a lot of the time I often feel like I shouldn't be where I am. I honestly think maybe it was from growing up in Delaware and then being like, I can never do that. And then, like, here I am. And I'm like, I must have scammed my way somehow. Turns out, nope, just uploaded to YouTube before it was fucking cool. And then uncool again. But yeah, just try and remind yourself that if you're in that room and you didn't hop a fence or suck a dick to get there, you're most likely meant to be there. You know, like, that's what I would try and do. Wait, what did they say specifically?
They're in the third year of college
and feel
incapable.
That's the word. I don't necessarily feel incapable. For me, my imposter syndrome is more like I shouldn't be here, or like I don't deserve to be here. Maybe it's not imposter syndrome, but I think it is. Anyways, I too don't know how to deal with this. But just try and look at the facts of, like, okay, I've made it this far. I've done this, this, and this. I'm just as qualified as the next bitch. So, I don't know if that helped, but that's what I try and do. And also tell yourself when you're catching something that you know is irrational to tell yourself, that isn't true. That's irrational. We're done thinking about that. It's a lot of talking to yourself. That's my advice. It's probably not the best, but it's what you're getting.
Okay, I have one more.
One more? I don't like the way you intro some of these. You're like,
sorry.
Oh, this one. And then it's like, I have 70 siblings. And I'm like, oh. And you're like, all right, we have one more. No, I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Well,
hey, it's Humpty Dumpty. I sat on a fucking wall and fell. I'm like, oh my God, I've never been an egg. Technically, I have. We've all been eggs. None of us got poached or scrambled. We just got fertilized. That's really beautiful.
No, I...
You're like, my intro's not going to get worse than whatever just came out of your mouth.
I only set up the DNA one because, like, I liked that one the best. So
let me tell you, it was absolutely my favorite, probably my favorite voicemail I've ever gotten on this podcast.
Yeah.
That was like watching a movie, but in, like, 5 seconds. It was gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I only said this is the last one because this is the last one.
Got it. Okay. I was just.
Hi, bitch. It's December 3rd, my birthday.
Happy birthday.
But on a serious note, I need your help. My boyfriend thinks I'm stupid. Didn't know I can look at his history on Instagram and see what links he presses on.
You can see
and he was out here looking at bitches' link trees. And of course, on these link trees, there's fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah. And trust me, I'm familiar with a link tree.
Like, one of the girls is one of his coworkers. And he swears he doesn't like her, doesn't have her number, and he doesn't. But he not just did it to one girl, he looked at another girl's link tree, and we've been together for 5 years. What the fuck should I do? Right now we're okay, I'm trying to move past it, but, you know, it, like, low-key things are not the same. Please, help me. Bye, love you.
Wow. Okay, first of all, happy birthday. It's December 3rd, the day we're recording this, so happy motherfucking birthday. Second of all, what should you do? I don't know, maybe put anal on the table? I don't know. You are asking, like, the most single person you could have called. If you have... I'm going to be perfectly straight up with you. This sounds toxic as fuck. If you have doubts or inklings or any of this... I don't think that that's a good foundation. Granted, you're 5 years into it, so maybe it's time for anal or a second dildo or whatever. But, like, I don't know. I don't know. I, like, don't understand. If people would like to call in about this, honestly, for next episode, which is, like, a Christmas special, a holiday special, maybe, like, save it for another episode. But, like, if you're in a relationship, do you think watching porn is bad? You're in a relationship. Do you watch porn?
Yeah.
Is your girlfriend okay with that?
Yeah. I think it's weirder if it's like...
You're hiding it.
Not hiding it. Oh. No, I think it's weirder if it's people that are in your social circle.
That's definitely... The fact that this homie works with her...
That's troubling.
That's beyond troubling. Yeah. And like, are they only communicating through OnlyFans because they can? Like, who's going to check OnlyFans DMs?
Can you mess it? Oh, you can DM people on OnlyFans?
Or something, I've heard. Oh, my God. I was on the phone with my business managers yesterday because I looked at a house in Delaware. And we're going over the profits and losses because I'm trying to, like, go into the mortgage phase. And, oh, my God. So we're going through profits and losses, which if you don't know, I mean, I don't even really fucking know. I'm talking like I literally went to business school. I'm like sitting here, profits and losses. No, I just learned that that's what P&L means. I was like, pussy and labia. No, turns out profit loss. So basically, my business manager, for everything she didn't know what the statement was, she asked me about. So she's like, what's Phoenix International? And I was like, I have no idea. I didn't go to University of Phoenix. And so I Google Phoenix University, and she's as I'm Googling this, she's like, yeah, there's like a 25 amount, a 15, a 7, a 5. And I'm like, I feel like I've seen all these numbers before. Where? And then I Google Phoenix International Bank Statement. It's like OnlyFans. And I'm like, oh, that's just like a research subscription thing. Yeah, just research. And then she's like, what's OF London? And I'm like, Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's not oh, fuck. I know that for sure. That's part of the same subscription. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't. And then she's like, okay, let me. I was like, oh, OF London. I don't know. Let me go to a computer. And she's like, okay, I'm starting to Google it. And that's when I ran. I ran to my computer and typed in. I was like, oh. You don't need to Google it. It's just the same same thing. Holy shit. I have a porn addiction. Okay. Yeah, you can message on OnlyFans.
Oh, my God. Can people like write off OnlyFans subscriptions? It's for research.
I use it as research. Oh, my God. I might possibly use the platform. Not to show dick and balls, okay? Not to show my P&L.
What are you going to do?
It's like Patreon. I think they're trying to get towards like a vibe that isn't porn or just porn. But I'm like, bro, why? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Like, OnlyFans, you got something good going. Please don't be another Tumblr. I can't do that shit again. I don't know what you should do. I think you should go to couples counseling. There. That feels like the healthiest thing I could offer.
It wasn't really cheating. I mean, if they're just looking at...
But if it's someone he works like with, that is weird. Yeah. You know, it's not like just some brandy tricks on Pornhub.
Yeah. No, that's why I thought it was interesting. I wanted to know.
No, it's like... fast. That's like never having been in a relationship. I don't know where porn... Like, I would be like, oh my God, yeah, babe, that's one less thing I got to do. Perfect. So, like, to me, that seems fine, but I know people who are like, if you watch porn, that's, like, cheating. And I'm like, okay.
It's a gray area for sure.
Definitely. So, your relationship, to be perfectly honest, does not sound solid to me. So, I would, like, if you care about it, I would go to counseling. And then if he doesn't want to go to counseling, baba booey. There you go. You have your answer. If he doesn't care about the relationship enough to go try and make it stronger, baby. You got your answer. Go be a whore. Like an empowered whore, not like a whore. I don't care what you like. Is there any more callers? Jesus Christ. I mean, like, literally, how have we made it to 20 something episodes? Are we done?
If you had to have a porn name, what would it be? Well, this is the classic ones, like what? Like
it's your first pet and like your street name.
But not that's
I'm not gonna give boring. My street name.
Your first street name.
Yeah, it's my only street name. I'm not giving it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, no, if we're doing that, my first pet's name was Hillary, after Hillary Duff. Named my bearded dragon that, so you're welcome, Hillary Duff. it would have been like Hillary. Wait, no, my porn name is really good. Bleep this in the edit. Oh, wait, no, that sounds like a politician.
Yeah.
Never mind.
With a secret past.
With a secret agenda. to flood the Senate with also bleep that word. YouTube is like, your channel's gone.
She's going to make you feel a bust.
Oh, God.
Oh, Justin! Oh, my God. Did you get that from Pornhub or something? Or did you just make that up?
Yeah. I'm riffing here.
What? Oh, my God. You should have this seat. I should be doing the cameras, being your little bitch. That was incredible. I'm going to fill a bus. Fill or bust. That's everything. Holy shit. I mean, the rant might get changed and it'll just be a rave about that. Justin, I am shook the house mom of the boots or whatever that slang people are using on TikTok. I don't know. I can't keep up anymore. Uh-oh, you know what time it is. Time to thank a sponsor of this episode, which is Helix Sleep. Now, if you don't know, we have worked extensively with Helix Sleep in the past. Helix Sleep is a premium mattress in a box company that takes into consideration all of your needs and necessities in a mattress and delivers it right to your door. That is right, literally to your door. No mattress stores, no weird employees with smells that you're not sure what they are. I don't know, I just kind of assume I've never been into a mattress store because of Helix. To match you up with the perfect mattress, Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Everyone is unique. Helix knows that, and that's why they have this quiz. For example, when I took it, I said that I'm a side sleeper. I like a medium firmness, and I want a king bed. And I got the Midnight Lux. It is a fire mattress. I have friends watch movies in my bed with me sometimes, and they ask if they can sleep over, and I say no. I don't have enough room in this bed with Booger sleeping on top of me. But they have different mattress models to choose from, such as soft, medium, firm mattresses, mattresses that are great for cooling you down if you sleep hot, mattresses that are great for spinal alignment, etc. They really have it all. So go take the quiz. So go to helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best night of sleep in your life. And if you're hesitant, they have a 10-year warranty and a 100-night sleep trial. So if you don't like the mattress for some or any reason at all, they will come pick it up for you and give you a refund. I know some people might be hesitant about buying a mattress online, but Helix Sleep has a 10-year warranty and a 100-night sleep trial. So if you don't like it for any reason, they will come pick it up. And they also have financing options if that is right up your boat. You guys know I love a financing option. Now, on top of going to helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens and taking the quiz, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Again, that is helixsleep.com/Chris Clemens. Thank you, guys. Back to the episode.
Make holiday gatherings more delicious at Whole Foods Market. Whether you're the host or the guest who aims to impress, save now on baking essentials from 365 by Whole Foods Market. Need some extra help? Pick up crowd-pleasing flatbreads that are ready to heat, or build a lovely charcuterie board with sales on specialty cheeses and meats. Holiday wines and beers are also on sale, starting at $7.99. Host the perfect holiday party with Whole Foods Market. Must be 21 plus. Please drink responsibly.
Speaking of not being able to keep up, that has nothing to do with what we're getting into. It's time for the rant. This is just kind of like my opportunity to be one fucking negative bitch. Sometimes I'm positive, but today, not the case. We do have a timer, 420. I think we've thrown it out the window. I think you can just retire the remote. I think we never stick to it. It always just makes it weird. People just like the 420 in the back. Let's just vibe. But I have, I ordered something on Depop and it shipped. Oh my God. It's the best sweater. It says all I want for, hold on. Let me find the picture of it. It's literally everything and more. It says in all, it's like a white crew neck, and it says, all I want this Xmas is some money. I was like, this is my new Christmas sweater. Anyways, it shipped. But I wrote some things down because I think I'm going to kind of change up the rants a little bit. Where instead of doing one big topic, I think I'm just going to write down the things I want to rant about that from that last week. And then if we film 2 episodes in one day, I don't know what we're going to do. But right now, it's first one. Why is not liking reading bad? Like, why is that deemed a negative thing? If I don't like reading. I'm not good at it. It makes me feel stupid, probably because I don't read regularly. But why is that a bad thing? Like, why is it like, oh, I don't like reading? It's like people then have like a judgment of you're stupid, you're like this or like, I don't fucking understand that. It's like the same about, well, it's I'm so worked up, I'm exploding. It fucking drives me nuts. I tweeted, my mom texted my family group chat and was like, just finished my like 31st or 37th or 8th book this year. And I was like, all right, well, that's officially more than I've read in my lifetime. Congrats. So I tweeted this saying, like, my mom sent us this. And everybody was like, oh, I've read 40. I've read this. And I'm like, wow, I said something or someone tweeted something that made.
Sam said?
What?
And she goes, nerds.
Nerds. Literally. I mean, put a string around all of them and you got a nerd's rope. Ugh. Drives me insane. Like, this just boils my blood. I've never. Like, I remember summer reading and all of that growing up, and like, I just hated it. It was just not my thing. And I'm a slow reader. It makes me feel dumb. Like, I'm a smart person. I just can't read fast, and I don't care to read. Like, what's wrong? What's the difference, truly? And I mean, I know the difference. It's okay, Booger. You just shoved the pillow off the thing. It's fine. She looks like she just lost her home. She's like, what happened? And she just rolls over back to sleep. Got to be a dog. Anyways, it's just like, what's the difference between sitting down for an hour and a half to read a book versus sitting down for an hour and a half to watch a movie? I don't understand why one of those is deemed bad and one of those is deemed, the word I can't think of, intellectual. I don't get it. It pisses me the fuck off. And I just wanted to say that. Because someone tweeted something that was like, you should really try reading, Chris. Maybe you would like get better at it. Or there was something that spurred this when I tweeted this. And I was like, fuck that. I'm doing just fine, okay? Just because I can't read the current events on a podcast episode doesn't mean I need to read more. I think that's telling me I need to read less. The next one is for my Candy Crush community. I know it's a very niche thing at this point. It's, as I've talked about, it's really been debilitating addiction. I've spent... stop that sentence right now. But, okay, if you play Candy Crush, those fucking timed bombs on it... you guys don't play. Yeah, you guys have lives. There are these bombs that drop in the game, and it has, like, a number, and the number decreases each turn you take, and you have to... eliminate that bomb by the time before it, like, explodes, before the countdown on it goes off. And I fucking hate it. It is, like, the most annoying ass shit ever. It's like when I play Fortnite and Andrew, God bless him, there's, like, challenges you can do that's like drive a car 5,000 miles in the game. I'm like, I'm here to play Fortnite, not drive a fucking car. I'm not doing this stupid shit. That's exactly how I feel about these timed bombs. Like, you already gave me a fucking assignment to do on this level, Candy Crush. Don't make me fucking pipe up bomb. Like, ugh. Drives me insane. It's, like, the reason I've lost so many levels. Anyways, I realize that I'm getting this worked up about Candy Crush. And then the last one I have, I saw this on the Shit You Should Care About Instagram. They've been doing these polls of, like, is it this or is it this? Is it? And the one I saw was, is it I could care less or I couldn't care less? And it's I couldn't care less. I don't understand the fucking... if you're in a situation and you're like, well, I could care less, you're saying that there is more caring that you could do, or that you're already... oh, it drives me insane. It's basic logic. It's like 1 + 1, it equals 2. I could not care less, meaning there is no more caring I could fucking do than where I'm already at. Oh, it drives me insane. It drives me insane. Or, like, what is that? It's okay. I don't need to get into anymore. I'm, like, starting to sweat after this rant. I'm, like, literally physically heated. But now it's time to have some fun. Because you know what? This beat is sick. I want to take a ride on your what? No, I'm just kidding. I saw a TikTok this week, and I knew that that was immediately what I wanted to do on this podcast. It was this group of girls playing Headbands, which, if you don't know, is a game where you, like, it's like an official game you can buy, but, like, I've always played it where you write, like, when you're at, like, a pregame or a party, you tear up a bunch of pieces of paper, everybody writes their own, like, people, places, things, it could be anything, and then you pick out of a bowl and you put it on your head and you tape it without looking at it, and then you can only ask yes or no questions to get to the understanding of what you are, what's on your forehead. So I watched this TikTok of this girl who had pussy on it, and... she was like, can you eat it? And they were like, yes. And then they were like, but she was like, but you can't swallow. And it just seemed so funny. So I figured I would chug the rest of my Bev. And then you guys came up with a bunch of note cards that have tape. I'm going to slap them on. I'm going to cover my ears so Sam can tell the people listening, not watching, what it is. And then I'm going to ask away and try and... this is going to really... maybe it's just going to show that I really should read. Oh, dear. Okay. I'm going to just take a quick sippy sip. Do we have an ad to throw in here? Maybe there's an ad. Who knows?
Yes, Bev.
So sorry to interrupt this groundbreaking episode again, but I have to thank another sponsor of this podcast episode, which is Bev. Now, if you don't know, Bev is a female-founded canned wine brand on a mission to transform the alcohol industry as we know it by creating a voice for women where there has never truly been one, and doing so in a kind and approachable way. As you can see, I've got my Sauvignon Blanc right here by Bev, and I've been sipping it throughout the show. Including the Sauv Blanc, they have 6 varietals: Rosé, Sauv Blanc, Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, and their recently launched Sparkling Rosé Glam and Glitz, which I think I've talked about in a prior ad read, and I live for. This is my first time having the Sauv Blanc, and I, clearly I'm loving it a lot, to the point where I literally have hiccups. I really love the Sparkling Rosé one, but the Sauv Blanc is really giving it a fucking run for its money. Not only do I love that these wines are dry, crisp, refreshing, a little fizzy, but I also love that they have 0 sugar and only 3 carbs and 100 calories per serving. I know with those stats, you might think, well, that can't be that great. No, this can is the equivalent of a glass and a half of wine. So Let me tell you, you can thank me later. With the holidays coming up, Bev is the perfect gift if someone's hosting, getting them a 4-pack. Or if you're trying to cut back on sugar, Bev is a great New Year's alternative. I personally cannot wait to celebrate New Year's with a Bev in hand. And then another Bev, and then maybe another one, who knows? And it isn't the holiday season without a little giving, which is why Bev is hooking it up for our listeners and is giving 20% off your first purchase plus free shipping on all orders by going to drinkbev.com/unhinged or use code unhinged at checkout to claim this. Again, that is drinkbev.com/unhinged. You can also get Bev at nationwide retailers like Target, Total Wine, BevMo, and more. Thank you so much, Bev, for sponsoring another episode of this podcast. And back to the episode, bottoms up. Alrighty. The first one is on my head. You see it?
Yes.
Is it upside down? Okay, I'm taking off my headphones.
Okay, the first one is Chelsea Handler. Did you get that? Okay.
We're good? Okay.
I took off my headphones.
I know. I don't know why you took off your headphones, but I love the dysfunction. Am I a person?
Yeah.
I'm a person. Am I a man?
No.
No.
Okay, I'm a woman. Am I an actress?
Yes?
Not really.
Oh.
Oh, my. Okay. You guys have to. No, it's yes or fucking no.
No.
Well, like, have I been in something that involved acting?
Ooh.
What? Oh, is it a reality star?
No.
No.
Oh, fuck.
No. Like, not a traditional film actress.
Porn.
But she's no. In she's
I was like, thank God, honestly, I don't know porn people.
Oh, wait.
People.
Okay, well.
Don't be shy. Show me who's on the laptop.
Yes.
They've acted.
They have acted, but that's not what they're known predominantly for.
Yeah. Are they known as a singer?
Yes or no. What? No.
Are they known as a singer?
No.
No.
What the fuck are they known for? Booger, you got any clues? You want to help out for, like, once?
Yeah, I see.
Oh, your sweet little paw, baby. Yeah, your dad is struggling through this fucking game already. All right, it's a woman who's not an actress, but like is. Is she an athlete?
No.
No.
Oh, you started nodding your head, Sam. That was such a blue ball. Is she? All right, it's a woman. God, this is so hard to play when you have a terrible memory. A woman has acted, not known for it. Is she an activist?
Not all the time.
What the fuck? Is it Oprah?
No.
Oh. What the fuck? Not all the time?
She might be, yeah.
She.
Is she younger than 30?
Huh?
No.
So she's older. You guys didn't even need to think. So she's like well into her 40s, maybe older.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, I forgot the point. If I get no's, I have to take a drink.
Oh.
Actually, no. I have to drive home, so we're not doing that. Let's see. Does she live in California?
Yes.
I don't know what that help that's doing for me. I literally also. Oh no, I guess you guys can't fucking play along because you guys already know who it is.
We can see it, yeah.
No, not you. The people listening. I don't give a shit about you guys. Okay, so she lives in California. What the fuck? Did I ask if she's a singer?
Should we give him
other
hints?
No, she's not a singer.
No, not a singer, not an actress, not an activist, not a singer, not an athlete. Oh, my God. Is she a politician?
No.
Oh. Wait, what? Sometimes an act... Okay. Booger, you literally cannot be eating yourself out right now. I mean, I am, like, already under
she's
enough
very
pressure.
Vocal about her opinions.
So are you giving him hints now?
Yeah, you can't give me hints.
Yeah, no hints.
Because I'll give you a better one.
I'm like, ooh, now we got a showdown. I love it. The three people behind the desk fight to the death. Okay, she likes to give her opinions. She's not an actress, but she has acted. Not an activist, not an athlete, not a singer, not a politician. Who the fuck is this? I mean, Ronald McDonald? Is it a fictional character?
No.
Oh, no, they live in California. Oh, I guess. Wait.
So do the California.
Is it a Real Housewife?
No.
Oh, no, it's already not trashy reality. Fuck. Wait, guys, what? On a real fucking note, don't give me any hints. I just want to rant. What the fuck? Not. I feel like I've got to be missing one category of person.
Yeah, you are.
Not a politician. That means like governor and shit.
Not a
two? Okay, not a politician.
Not Well, not a politician.
Not oh, but they're political.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Him.
You guys fucking suck. I picked the wrong card. This is you where like, I would. This is the part of the game, by the way. In the pregame, I would go to the bathroom and cheat. Or I'd like pull out my phone and like pretend I'm texting and like take a selfie.
You like this person?
I like Jake. This. Okay. Is that a Kardashian?
No.
No.
I didn't. I just. I don't necessarily know where I stand with them right now. What the fuck? I like this person. Is she a comedian?
Yes. Yes.
Is it Chelsea Handler?
Yes.
You guys are fucked up. That. Fuck y'all. I mean, okay. I guess you all answered that correctly. Shut up. Shut up. The one, the Harry Styles was an option for this, but I accidentally saw that one. Oh my God. I'm so. Yeah. Wow. I didn't even think.
Maybe throw him on the floor.
Well, no, I'm not going to. I'm okay. Throwing him that. I'm like throwing him east.
He can't touch the ground.
All right. We have this one.
Oh, cool.
All right. You're going to whisper it. Can you see it?
Yeah.
All right. I'm taking off my headphones.
This is Disneyland.
All right. All right. Am I a person?
No.
Am I a body part?
No.
Oh, I was like hoping clit would be on here. Am I a bot? Yeah, you guys, I asked you guys to go crazy. The show's called fucking Unhinged. No, booger, you got it. Whatever. You're a free bitch, baby. just takes a fucking stretch in the middle of the floor. Yeah, that's a camera. You're in the shot, honey.
Person, place, or thing?
Person, place. Is it a thing?
No.
Thank God. I was like, what does that even mean? Boogie, come here. Come here. Yeah, good girl. Good girl. 1 second. I'm doing doggy duty. Come on, get up. Oh my God, I thought I just stuck my hand in more anal squirts. Come on, get up. Good girl. Good girl. Oh my God, you're so perfect. Okay, back to it. It's not a body part. It's not a person, and it's not a thing. It's a place.
Yes.
Yes.
Have I been to this place? That so. You guys know of?
Not that I know, but I'm sure you have.
Is it outside the U.S.?
No.
No.
It's inside the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay. Is it in California?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exclusively in California.
No, no, no. That's no. The thing. So there's many. There's
is it
some...
a McDonald's?
No.
No. No, it's in, it's exclusively in the United States.
No.
This what the no. One. Okay. Well, no. Yeah.
I don't honestly even remember what I've asked at this point, and this is the problem with the game.
Yeah,
Booger, do you got any ideas? Bro, Booger looks stoned. Oh, you got a vaccine today. Oh. I forgot. You're just so sleepy and out of it. Come here, baby. That's okay. Oh, my God. So it's in the United States. It's in California. I've probably been there.
Yeah.
Is it a place you buy things at?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it a place you buy food at?
You can.
The fuck? Is it a mall?
No.
You can buy food there. You can buy food there.
Expensive food.
Eataly. Oh, no. No. No, no, no. Right, right, right. It's like, I mean, like, that's all I know. I'm like, pasta for $25. I'm like, well, no. Let's see. Expensive. Nobu.
No.
Oh. Wait, it's not exclusively in the U.S.?
No.
So it's outside the world, but it's in the U.S. and it's in California.
Yes.
And I've most
there
likely
one,
been there.
There's a location inside or in California.
Inside California.
Inside of California.
You can buy. Can you buy other stuff besides food there?
Yes. Yes.
Is it in the food?
No.
Vertical? No. Can you buy clothes there?
Yes.
Is it a Target?
No.
Is it a Walmart?
No.
What the fuck? Should I have a limit of guesses that I have? This no. Could go on for...
Have you been drinking?
No. Okay. I'm already having enough fucking trouble with it. Like, we need to add another speed bump to this fucking road. Oh, my God. It's not a Target. You can buy clothes there?
Mm-hmm. You can buy a lot of things there.
Costco.
No.
It's, oh. I was like, it must be Costco. Sam's Club. Is it, like, in the Costco...
Oh, you're stepping on...
Is someone, like, sending out an SOS Morse code? What the fuck was that? Is it, this is where I wish I was like live so people could like give me ideas.
That's cheating.
Bitch, maybe it's called a group project. Okay. You can buy clothes, you can buy food. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. That's where I'm getting thrown off.
Like the stuff that you would buy here, is like vastly inflated.
Oh, it's dispensary.
No.
No.
I say with so much assuredness. There's motion at my front door. That's good to know. Oh my God. Take a drink every time I say, Jesus, you'll be dead. Okay. Food, clothes, expensive in California, but also the US, but also the world.
Yes.
Huh? Is it like a gift shop? A gas station.
No.
Oh, it's close to gift shop. You guys really did something.
It involves gift shops.
A museum.
More fun. How about that?
Laser tag. Laser tag. Chuck E. Cheese's?
No, no. Closer.
Oh, yeah, closer.
Cho.
Well, in...
In what's... it's okay.
Fun side of things.
Booger. Hey, baby girl. Come on. Let's get back up. Nope. Okay, you're a free girl.
Closer than Costco.
Closer than... Chuck E. Cheese's was closer than Costco?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, it's expensive? What the
think
fuck?
Think bigger.
Think bigger? Like, in what?
Think a bigger experience.
Mm-hmm. Coachella.
No.
That's as big as it gets. It's in California. It's in the world. It's in the U.S. Yeah, I was about to say someone watched that camera. It's the only thing we have.
Her tail's gonna get it.
Oh, her tail. I mean, she's gonna be. Booger, come on. Come on. I'll give you treats. I'll literally bribe you with anything at this point. Hold on. We're taking a sec. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Come on, get up. Come on. I got treats. Yeah, get up. Good girl. Okay, expensive. Expensive clothing. PetSmart?
No.
I was like, that shit's as expensive as it gets. You have to stay on the couch and I'll give you more. It's big.
Get in a happy place, Chris. Doing?
Happy place.
It's huge. Get in a happy it's huge.
Place. It's huge?
Huge.
I'm like, where is my happy place?
Find your happy place, Chris.
It's huge. A trampoline, the trampoline place. No. A bowling alley.
No, no. Bigger, way bigger.
An airport. I hate the airport.
Similar size.
Oh.
Much happier.
But much happier. Train station. What the fuck do you guys even mean much happier than an airport? That's everything. The airport's the worst place on earth. I don't so get that.
Kids go there. So they happy. Love it.
You guys are telling
school.
No. So happy. This
wait, you can't buy clothes
ride,
there.
Chris.
Wait.
This is such a great ride.
Six Flags. Mm. Oh, Disney World. Disneyland.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I hate it.
Where do kids love to go? School.
Guys, Disneyland is only in fucking California.
Tokyo Disney. Paris.
That's Disney World.
No,
Disney
that's
mother.
True.
No, there's
Disney
World.
Tokyo,
Paris.
Tokyo Disneyland.
It's Disney. No, it's Disney World.
Is it?
I don't care if you're right. I don't. It's
Disney,
Disney
World.
World.
Florida, and then is it
I always said Disneyland was in California because Disneyland has L.A., which is California.
I think you're right.
Maybe it might be Disney World Tokyo. Or we're getting a fact checker.
Yeah, let's fact check this before we move on because I won't let a grudge settle. It's Disney World.
Tokyo Disneyland.
It is called Disney.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, I'm wrong. You're right. See, well, I can
it's
own up.
Because there is Disney World.
Yeah, so that's, I just assumed that the rest of them must have been World, yeah. But maybe Florida just got shafted with the World because they were like, hey, it's Florida, just throw it in and
have
move
you been
on.
To Disney World, Florida?
Oh my God, that was like all I knew.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Everybody like loves Disneyland, and I'm like, Disney World was what's
because you were on the East Coast.
I was an East Coast girl.
Epcot's tight.
Epcot? Oh my God, I want to go as an adult and get fucking slammed at Epcot. I want to get banned from Epcot.
You go over to Ireland.
We should do a podcast live from it, ranking all the food in all the worlds. I think that's... Hey, Big Spark, you want to pay for this? Thank you. They're like, no. Okay, I think we should do 20 questions on each.
Okay.
So one of you keep track of... Jake volunteered. So, all right, here's the card.
You'll get this one.
I will?
Yeah.
You have to.
Hillary Duff.
No.
Got it. All right. Say it. Tell them.
Oh, go ahead, Jake.
Someone.
Beyonce.
We're good?
Yeah.
All right. I realize that I'm going la, 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 la. So if we do more of these, just do a thumbs up when it's said. And I'll just not talk. Because anyways, am I a thing?
No.
I'm a person.
Yes.
I'm a person that I clearly would know of. Do I have a BBL?
No.
No. Okay, got it. If you had a question, it's not who I'm thinking of. Am I a woman?
Yes.
Love. Am I an actress?
Yes.
Am I exclusively an actress?
Not
no, because all of you, I didn't need to ask that question. Shit. Don't count that one, please. I like did the math as long as it, I did the math right as it came out. I was like, you guys all question that. So they also, she also sings?
Sings.
Yes.
Sings.
Okay. Singer, actress. Is she younger than 30?
No.
No. Okay. So she's like in her 40s or 50s. No, that's not a question. That's younger. Not young. Okay. Thank you for that free answer. I'm like, don't fucking count that, Jake. Young. Okay. So she's like in her 30s probably. I would know of them. Adele.
No.
Oh, damn. Fuck. What a waste of a guess. Okay. Singer, actress, in her 30s-ish maybe. Oh, just turned 30. Thank you for that.
No.
Just turned 40.
Just forget about the
I
age.
Think.
Okay. Is she...
We'll give you the age.
Yeah, she...
No. It's okay. I don't need the age.
Okay.
Singer, actress. Is she in movies exclusively? Or does she also do television?
I think mostly movies.
Not really an actress.
A reality person?
She just turned 40.
That doesn't help with whether she's an actress or not.
Yeah, she's in movies, I think, more than TV.
Movies more than TV, and she just turned 40. Who the fuck just turned 40? Fuck, I feel like someone just had a 40th birthday, and everyone was like, what? They're 40?
Yeah. Think.
Fuck. Oh, my God. Who?
You would know.
That was a moment of silence for my brain cells.
Keep going.
I'm like, now this is where I suck at this game / need to play it in a group so I can think of when I hear other people ask questions. Okay. Singer, actress. I was going to say Miley Cyrus. No, she just kind of looks 40. I don't know why that intrusive thought just came out. I just saw some cover she was on, and I was like, she looks old.
Well, she looks like a vintage great. Look.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's the vintage vibe that's like throwback. Making her. I don't mean she looks 40 as in like she looks fucked up.
She just looks weathered.
She.
No!
That's worse.
That's wonderful.
No, I like Miley, okay? I'm not trying to start beef with the Smilers. Fuck. Singer, actress, I would know of her. Just turned 40. Who the fuck turns 40? How old's Ellen? No, she's not a singer, please. Just turned 40. I don't mostly.
I wish we could have played teens now.
I know.
But
like
now we all know what.
I like really don't know what else to ask.
You definitely know.
Movie, singer, actress. Oh my motherfucking God, is it J-Lo?
No.
Oh, I thought for sure that it was J-Lo. How many guesses do I have left?
Probably about 7.
Shit, what?
I gave you a couple.
Oh my God, what? I was thinking there should be way more. Oh my God.
Maybe ask about like her work.
She's in movies.
Singer. I don't know why I did this, but.
Wait, what?
Wait, you know she's
Sam just said that she's mostly in movies.
No, I meant
mostly movies compared to television.
Oh, but she's mostly a singer.
Mostly a singer.
100% mostly a singer.
Sorry, did I?
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm just putting the blame on you guys because I'm struggling.
Mostly a singer, also an actress, more in movies than
a sing. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, how old's Kelly Clarkson? What's she up to?
She was also in a band.
Gwen Stefani.
No.
Fuck! Sorry. Oh my God, I forgot that people are listening.
Think of a mega
Spice Girls, Victoria Beckham.
No.
Fuck!
Think of a megastar like J-Lo who's in her 50s, but this person just turned 40.
What? Bro, I'm bad at math on a good day. That was insane. Just she's in a group. That was all I needed.
She was the breakout star of a group.
Not now.
I almost said like Normani. Like she's 20. Of a group. Madonna. No, she wasn't in a group. Oh my God, who the f- and she's like not 40. Guys, this I could burst into tears. I'm so frustrated at how little my brain is working right now.
She's a huge, huge star.
This is making me feel more stupid because I'm like, I should definitely know who this is. I know exactly who it is. It's motherfucking Beyonce.
Yay!
Oh my God. The second I was like, I don't even know what it was. It was literally the fact that I was like, it's not Adele. It's some other pop icon. And then I was like, oh, I know she just turned 40. That threw me for a loop when she turned 40. I was like, what? I thought she was 32. Max. Shook. Should we do another? Or is that?
Run one more for sure.
Yeah. One more. Let's let them rip. Are there ones that you think would be good for this? Like, would one of you want to look at these and?
No. Pick random.
And then we'll should we say yes or no?
Yeah,
we
can. Okay.
What?
Is it upside down?
Now it is.
I feel like you should pick a different one.
Yeah. Okay.
That one's tossed.
We'll throw that one.
Are we looking at it, though?
Who wrote these? White House. Yeah, who wrote these?
He won't get this
Do I smash
one.
Or pass?
No,
pass?
Pass.
Chris Rock? Oh, my God. Guys, I thought you would come up with, like, clitoris or something. You guys need to, like, take a step into, like, the freak pool or something.
I didn't approve
this one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow, okay, this one got a standing O. Okay, is this a person?
Yes.
Okay. Why do I feel like it's, like, Tommy Lahren or something? Jesus. Am I a man?
No.
I'm a woman. So that's two questions. I'm a woman. Am I a singer?
No.
Am I an actress?
No.
Fuck, that's four questions already, and I've figured out nothing. Singer, actress. Oh, it's going to be like, is she a comedian?
Oh, you are on television.
I'm on television. Oh.
But not an actress. Oh, sorry.
I'll take it. Listen, I'm a woman on television. Am I Oprah?
No.
Fuck. I really was like, it's going to be Oprah. I'm on television. So I'm like a host? A presenter?
No.
Shit. Okay, that was a waste of a question. Fuck. I'm on television. I'm a woman. Am I under 30?
No.
Okay, Jake, slow down. So I got it. It's an older woman. Susan Boyle. No, Chris, stop. That was literally the picture definition of an intrusive thought. That was not my question. You're on television. You're not a singer. I know that's what's hard is now I have to get all of like the past clues out of my head. I'm like, okay, she's a singer. She's an actor. She's on television. She doesn't sing. She's well over 30. And it's a she. Jesus Christ. Well over 30 on television. She's not a host. Is she a reality star?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it Miss Kimberly Kardashian West?
No.
No.
Is it her sisters?
No.
Anyone in her family?
Yes.
Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
That's disgusting how fast that one took me to get. Oh my God, I should have been like, was this my Halloween costume? Fuck. Is this entertaining or is this just straight up stupid?
Good.
Or maybe both. Do we do another or is that the end of this charade?
One more? Yeah.
What about this one? Oh, God.
Wait. Oh, that was rude.
Zendaya. Something I thought of the other day. Remember when Juliana Rancic, not to bring up Pearl Dirt, said on Fashion Police that Zendaya looked like her hair smelled like patchouli and weed because she wore dreadlocks?
No.
Talk about shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Am I a place?
No.
Person? I'm sorry. Either you creamed your pants or I'm a fucking iRobot. What does that mean?
We pass.
We think so.
Pass.
No.
You think it's a person?
Living.
Yeah, living creature.
Consider human, but not.
I'm so ready to rip this off my head and like. Call it a day.
Living thing.
It's a living thing. Yeah. Am I an animal?
Yes.
Oh my God. Am I like famous on social media?
Yes.
Oh my God. Shoot me now. Is it Booger?
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, I'm so sorry. I forget people listen to this. I literally just think we're in a windowless room playing a game. Booger! Oh my God. I'm going to put it. Yeah, it's you. It's
we
you,
love you,
baby.
Booger.
You want a treat? Oh, Booger, that was the perfect one to end on. I was really hoping for something more raunchy like clitoris, but maybe next time we'll do like an unrated version. Good girl, go back to sleep. It's okay. So yeah, that was a time. I don't know if any of us enjoyed that, quite honestly. I am sweating. Oh, let's read the other ones. We have Timothy Chalamet and Jeff Bezos. Yeah, I'll... I'm going to have to talk to... No. Don't bring that owl in. Okay, here comes the fucking owl. No one was ready. Hoo, hoo. hear some secrets.
Some secrets.
I mean, this is, can you tell the fucking machine is running out of steam at this point? I mean, we are holding on. Hey, Bug. Booger will rip this plushie open. She can't, I can't buy her plushes because
she
oh my God, she, if they have squeakers, she'll get the squeaker out in like literally 7 minutes or less, guaranteed. Anyways, if you were wondering what that clusterfuck was, oh, by the way, ADHD. Thank you to everybody who was watching the podcast and found it from TikTok. I meant to say that way earlier in the show. I'd never even thought about the fact that there were new people listening to this. I just think less and less people listen to this. But this is the part where you guys can submit secrets. The link is in the description of every episode, as well as I will like Instagram story telling you guys to submit. Sometimes we have themes. Today we didn't, right? It was just like a free-for-all vibe. Aw, remember the free-for-all? Thankfully, I don't. But yeah, so I'm going to read your guys' secrets that you guys have never told anyone. They stay anonymous unless you guys give something away, but that's not on me. So anyways, let's get into it. My ex-girlfriend cheated on me while I was away on a work trip. I always found her mom was attractive. Please don't. Just please. I always found her mom was attractive, but have always been aware of how straight she was. What? Wait, what? Hold on. My ex-girlfriend cheated on me while I was away on a work trip. I always found her mom attractive, but have always been aware of how straight she was. But I went over to pick up my stuff, and her mom said she always found me attractive, and I fucked her. My ex came home and found out they started fighting, and I went home, never talked to them again. Wow. Steve Harvey, you got to find a new job, because that was called a family feud. Woo! I don't even under... So that was a girl and a girl?
It sounds like it was a girl, yeah.
Ugh, lesbian. I'm just kidding. Oh, God, what is happening? So about 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, I moved to England. I fell head over heels for a tall, dark, and handsome British man. Honestly, that's, you painted the picture. Secret is, we eloped during the first lockdown. We've been married close to 2 years, and I'm incredibly happy, but my friends and family have no idea that I'm actually married. Don't want to deal with the drama of telling them, so I'm just going to keep living in my happy English bubble. I tip my cap to you. That's honestly really unnerving, but I guess if my family was in a different continent, it wouldn't be that crazy. That's like kind of the dream, though, is to just like secretly have someone that no one knows about that you don't have to answer questions to.
That's kind of a cool secret.
I know. I'm like, can we follow up? And if, hey, DM me. Tell me your secrets. I would. Tell me more of your secrets, because I'd like this to be my life. When I was in college, my roommate used to bring guys to the apartment and have loud sex with them. I used to complain all the time about the noise until one night I was hearing all the noises through my wall and I started masturbating to the sound of them having sex. All I can say is that afterwards, I slept like a baby. So let me get this straight. You're laying in bed trying to sleep. You hear your roommate having loud sex that you've complained about. And then this night, you just decided to lay there and masturbate.
If you can't beat them, join them.
No, they beat them. This person sounds like they beat them.
Yeah, if you can't join them.
They beat it, and they beat them. Yeah, no, I definitely... I am 22 years old, and I cannot count the number of times I have thought I needed to fart, but instead, I indeed shit my pants. Love you and Booger. Let's get stoned. Yep, been there, girl. Been there. Booger was just there today, actually. She shit the couch. Just a little drop. Sometimes I think she has a fart. I used to think it was coming out of her vagina. And then the vet was like, I read like something, you know how you Google something and you're like, oh, I have like literally the most unique form of ball cancer. That's what I was like, oh, Booger has like some leftover part of her uterus that just slowly rots and falls out. Like, that's basically what this like situation that I thought was. And then I went to the vet and they were like, no, I don't, you would know. I was like, okay, so then what is that? Like, it sounds gross, but sometimes like I'll wake up and there's like this fishy smell. And so I just assumed it was her vagina because it has smelled like a vagina I've smelled. And turns out it came out of her butthole. I learned that today as I'm was wiping. Anyways, that was my secret. I'm glad I shared it with the world. second, but last, but no, this isn't last, but only. This podcast should get to shut the fuck down. I've been in a relationship and now engaged with my partner for a few years, but I'm, wait, sorry, this, there's parentheses and like lack of punctuation. It's, whew. I've been in a relationship, parentheses, and now engaged, and parentheses, with my partner for a few years now and think I'm secretly in love with her ex. Yikes. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yikes. That?
In love with her ex.
That's why I'm like afraid to get in a relationship. Like, how do you know? How do you know? I don't want to fucking break up with someone. Okay, this... This is, like, so wholesome, but just weird. I have to eat an entire can of vegetable soup before bed in order to sleep. All right, and I guess on that note.
Wait, is it really?
It's not my secret, but it just matches your desire to eat marinara sauce.
I don't need it to sleep. Don't bring that into this, okay? That is a fight. I don't have the energy to fight today. No, in fact, I can. If you don't fucking eat marinara, I'm kidding. I'm not getting into it. You can listen to some part of this podcast. I know I've talked about it before. Yeah, let's end this shit show. I say as if I'm cutting something short. It's just the end. We've read it. We've reached it. We've made it. Now let's all just fall asleep. Thank you so much for watching, listening, participating, any of that. If you want to maybe take part in future episodes, check the description. And if you want to catch... Fuck, I was doing so well and then I wasn't. If you want to catch the next episode of Unhinged and never miss one, be sure to subscribe where you listen to podcasts, as well as watch the episodes on youtube.com/Chris so you can see little bookie. And then rate and review, please, guys. I have really... I don't know. I start sentences and I'm like, I don't know where that was going. And usually in YouTube videos, I can cut it. But on podcasts, it's just what you get. So thanks. Thanks. Go. Leave. We're done. We're done. Did I forget? Share with your friends. Now we're done. Bye. Booger, do not kick me. Do not kick me, Booger. Are we fighting? No, Booger's like, bitch, I'm asleep.